According to commentator Lynn Pascarella, the charm of baseball goes beyond base hits, balks, and even beards.
More than any other month, October reminds me why I love baseball. I love the crack of the bat, the raucous cheering, even the slosh of beer in a cup. But there's something else I love, something quieter. I became a baseball fan when I was 7, listening with my grandfather to Sunday games on the radio. My Pepe loved the Yankees and wanted to play professional baseball until a cotton carding machine in a New England mill severed the fingers of his right hand. With his left hand, he kept score, awkwardly, and taught me what the numbers meant. Each position is assigned a number, he said. The pitcher is number 1. I made my own scorecard, wobbly columns on scrap paper for hits, runs, and errors. A few years later, I fell in love with the 1967 Boston Red Sox, a split with my grandfather's beloved Yankees that put us on opposing sides. Our new rivalry didn't seem to bother him. I think he simply liked someone sitting with him, marking off plays. In 1972, we finally saw our first game at Fenway. Pepe and I had $12 seats right behind the Sox dugout. We bought professional scorecards and recorded outs with small, squat pencils. I rarely missed listening to a ball game as I grew up and became a professor and a college provost. After I became president of Mount Holyoke College, the Red Sox invited me to throw out a ceremonial first pitch. As I stood in front of the mound, I couldn't help but look to the seats behind the dugout, thinking of my grandfather and me hunched over, keeping score. At that moment, it all flooded back, what I loved about the game. Baseball is about sitting together, sometimes even silently, keeping track, waiting for what unfolds. 6-4-3, 5-2, 7-4. Numbers in a box, trying as best we can to remember.
Lynn Pascarella is a Red Sox fan, and she's the president of Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts.